When we began our Hidden Kitchen series, we asked you to call in and tell us about the food traditions and visionaries in your life. Over the months, hundreds of you shared stories of hidden kitchens that we would never have discovered without you. Jay Allison, our kitchen curator, sifted through 2,368 minutes of your messages and now has this story to give back to you. Go forth and cook.
I'm calling about a Friday night fish fry that's in my local community in Lake Waccamaw.
If you're looking for the ultimate hidden kitchen, it is our Meals on Wheels kitchen. You can't see it from the main street. There's no sign.
I work as a contract cook for science expedition trips on the Colorado River in Grand Canyon.
Message 15.
The cooking club is often the only chance that the ladies of Skid Row get to eat fresh food.
My family has a hidden kitchen in our barn near our house. We used to cook our turkey in a trash can. So the men in the family, it's been a good chance to talk and sit around.
If there is a single unifying theme to the hours of messages we've received about the hidden kitchens in your lives, that theme is not about food, but fellowship. The secret ingredients are important, yes, and the way it all tasted, but mainly your messages are about what the food evokes. A memory, a bond, a good story.
Hi, this is Linda Fedewa. I'm calling from East Lansing, Michigan. Our son works up in Traverse City, part of a road building crew. These fellows, grimy, hardworking, very, very physical labor. When they take their asphalt trucks out, they use some of the asphalt as an oven. So they bring in food in the morning, raw, and then they'll lay shovelfuls of asphalt over this food. So it works as an oven, and then it comes lunchtime, then they've got the community food ready.
Message 17 was received at 10:10 a.m. today.
My name's Gabrielle Burton. I used to have a job as a cook for a wonderful old man in Boston, a sort of classic WASP old-style New Englander. Dr. Harris would pick me up at college. We'd wind through the cobblestone Cambridge streets, slower and slower speeds as he aged. We would shop at the small neighbor grocer, putting two pieces of fresh fish or two chicken breasts. Part of the evening was sitting and eating with him and talking, sharing stories. Overeating seems to me to be being lost. Particularly young people seem to be increasingly isolated from anyone over the age of 60 in any real way. When I was there, Dr. Harris would read me poetry, play records of John Cage. This is my small kitchen story. I wanted to share it with you.
Your phone calls tell us of the private traditions of family, natural and created, and of the camaraderie of eating on the job, the communal hidden kitchens of the American working man and woman.
Message 27.
Hi, my name is Tony Paul. I was a member of the USS Dixon's dive locker, a submarine tender. We were about 15 Navy deep sea divers and spent most every day underwater doing a ship's husbandry on nuclear power fast attack submarines. We would bring up a lot of very tasty seafood, lobsters, scallops so big they were the size of a coffee cup saucer. It was something that we all shared. A bunch of gnarly, shark-riding, barracuda-killing, seaweed-eating, green-scaly, hairy-chested Navy divers picking scallop scraps out of a coffee can cooked on a coffee burner with our fingers. I don't think you can get more community than that while we were serving our country.
Message 17 was received at 10:40 a.m. yesterday.
Hello, my name is David LaChance, Mount Holyoke College. Here at the college, we have a kosher halal dining hall, which means that all of the food that's served there can be eaten both by observant Jews and by observant Muslims. It brings together these two groups on our campus to literally break bread together. At the request of students, it was initially their idea to have such a place. The dining hall was opened here on September 13th, 2001. It's a powerful reminder of the connections between these two very ancient faiths.
My grandmother was Mary Bridges. Mary used to make pies for people who died. On the day of her death, we began to receive pie plates At first, we didn't really take notice because all these pie plates were empty. But as the day went on, we realized that they were her pie plates that she had given out to her community when someone in that community had died. Before the day was over, we had received nearly 50 empty pie plates, all with her name on the back.
Message 4 was received at 8:20 a.m. today.
My name is John Patterson. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. In the Episcopal Church, where my mother was a member of the Ladies' Altar Guild, they took on adopting an immigrant family, the Yaroslava Puska family. They found a house for them, furniture and so forth. And as a thank you gift, Mrs. Puska would come by the eve of St. Nicholas Day. We would have a loud boom, boom, boom on the door, and there would be a carton from St. Nicholas. And inside would be a poem and these wonderful Czechoslovakian moon cookies, a tradition of their family from the outskirts of Prague. At Mrs. Puska's funeral, we learned that each member of the Altar Guild received in the will the recipe for Czechoslovakian moon cookies. In 25 years in my teaching in the classroom, I would tell this story and give every one of my students the recipe and one Czechoslovakian moon cookie on St. Nicholas Day, a day that really speaks to the generosity from one to another.
It was really this that lay beneath most of your stories, the quiet, hidden thing that happens in the best of kitchens. Something is shared. It happens between two people late at night, or out in the street with the homeless, or in small towns among neighbors. From the Hidden Kitchens Project, we'd like to thank you for joining our Fellowship of Food. We hope you'll be able to have a good meal tonight, cook for someone, eat together with others, share a story. With the Kitchen Sisters, I'm Jay Allison.
The Hidden Kitchens Project is produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson with Jay Allison. It was mixed by Jim McKee in collaboration with Laura Folger, Kate Volkman, Melissa Robbins, Vicki Merrick, Chelsea Mertz, Jeremiah Moore, Andrew Roth, and Brett Meyer. Mrs. Puska's recipe for Czechoslovakian moon cookies is at npr.org, and Hidden Kitchens will continue in 2005 from time to time on Morning Edition.